Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Everybody, stand to your feet and lift up your hands. Beautiful Sunday morning. Let's pray. Lift up your hands, everybody. You close your eyes. Bow down your heads. Lift up your hands. Put on the lights. Put on the lights. If you are close to the light, put it on. Lift up your hands, everybody, and close your eyes and begin to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch your life this morning. In the name of Jesus. Mandabo Sana. The light on the stage should be on. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Everybody lift up your hands and sing it.
Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let's take it again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. Everybody, everybody pray.
Oh my soul, his holy. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
The sun comes.
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
My soul, everybody lift up your hands and sing it. My sound is too loud. My sound is too loud.
But before, oh my soul, I worship your holy.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you have dropped it. You have dropped it. Father, we give you glory. We ask, oh God, that may you be present in our midst this morning. Father, we ask for your presence. We say, come amongst us. Come and live with us. Come and be in our hearts. Father, we commit ourselves into your care, that for these few times we have in your presence, you will bless us. You will cause us to understand your word and put it into good use. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus, everybody. Clap for. And before you take your seat, move to another seat and welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody. Welcome somebody. Welcome somebody. Hug somebody. Hug somebody. Yes. Say hello to someone. Move from your seat. At least make 7 friends. Winfrey, move from your seat and go to somebody. Hold somebody. Hug somebody. Say hi to somebody. That's nice. This is church. It's a family. Yes. Are you That's nice. All right. It's a family. All right. Anytime we come to church, like I've been telling softly, Kofi won't pay you. The thing you are playing, the gang. Hey, is there a new piano? Hey, Charlie, clap for Jesus. We have a new piano in the church. Oh, nice. This one is from where? Japan. Oh, nice. This is an international. You see, when the Malat service start, new things. Start. Why are you not clapping? Or you are jealous? You are jealous that the piano in my church is from Japan. Amen. But Sunday after Sunday, as we meet in church, like I always say, it's a family meeting we have come. Amen. Psalm 68 verse 6. Psalm 68 verse 6, quickly. Today, I don't intend to keep long. We'll have a short meeting. Psalm 68 and verse 6. It said, God settled. So if we see this word, go to NLT. This settled, you don't get it. God places the lonely in families. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not responsible. I said, hallelujah. God places the lonely. Okay. God settled the solitary in families. Families are important. Okay. Families are very important. Everybody must belong to a family. And we have types of family. We have school family, church family, family. How many of you know family? Those are that family is the one that your aunties will come from. Yeah, your aunties will come from, how do you call it? They'll come from a flower and they'll be talking plenty in the house. When they are leaving, then they still think tomatoes and things are real. That is a family. All right. But I think one of the best family to be a part of is the church family. Clap your hands for Jesus. I think the encouragement is coming from here, so I'll stay here for a bit. The church family. Amen. Well, if I give me sound small, this is my church. I'm the pastor. Maybe you are a newcomer. You think they will introduce? I'm here to introduce the pastor. I'm the pastor myself. Amen. So you can take your seat. Yeah, it's okay. The sound is okay. You can take your seat. All right. So if you have just joined us, this is the Malat service. The best service in town. Hey, the two of you relocate to this side. Annette, come and sit here. Call for help here, Annette. Today you are not wearing heels. Or sports. Is the bring her heels. Let her wear it. I like it when you wear heels. Bring it. Hey. It contains the heel. The heel is like light pole. Be wearing heels. So the Malat service, you are supposed, the two of you are there. But I said, move to this side. They are taking pictures. Mr. Wu is taking pictures and you are going on the internet. So arrange yourselves so a smile. Smart. Kofi, I don't understand why you are sitting at the back there. Johnson, move here. You to move here. You to come back. Kofi, come and sit here. Amen. Where the hell? Walking the hill will be a problem, put it in the bag. When you get to the church gate, then you wear it. Right? This is Malat service. Put your hands together for the favorite service with a very good pastor, anointed pastor. If you clap for me, I'll clap for myself. Hey, they started the chin chin. Amen. But I believe that God is going to bless us. Say amen. As I believe God is going to bless us. Say amen. Yeah. What did we learn last week? Honor your prophet campaign. It was on the podcast. How many of you listened to it on the podcast? Hey, how many of you downloaded and listened to it on the podcast? Mr. Wu, you can't take pictures while you are sitting down. You won't get good pictures. Look at my face. I said, when you take pictures and you are sitting down, you won't get good pictures. Look at this hair like corned beef. Amen. And I explained to you the power. I'm not the only one you should be taking the photograph. You take the congregation. You are even holding the camera. It shows that we are not going to get good pictures. But I'm giving you pressure. It's working. Whom are you shy of? Is shy of who? Danita. Oh. Danita, too, is she somebody you should be shy of? Amen. And I explained to you that to honor somebody is a very important thing, okay? In life, when it's somebody's birthday, give the person a present. Do you understand? Don't wait for the person to die. Africans, we are used to death. Somebody has died. You see people telling like, oh, last week, no, and I met him. Oh. Meanwhile, the last time they met was 2 years ago. So last week, now, me and him, we were chatting. He was telling me his plans for the future. Then I've heard, no, he has died. Everybody, all the people who died today, they have plans for the future. True of us. Nice. So, all you have to do is that, look, when the opportunity comes, lady, when opportunity comes, and when it's your mother's birthday, give her a present. When it's your father's birthday, give him a present. Very important. Don't wait for your father to die. Now, you are crying that, thank you for the dress you bought me. Meanwhile, you've not said thank you to your father before. Amen. So, there are series of campaigns that maybe in the months to come, all right, or in the weeks to come, I'll be sharing with you. But like I explained to you last week, a campaign is a series of aggressive activities aimed at something. Clap for me. I'm explaining something without a dictionary. I should be intelligent. A series of what? Aggressive activities aimed at something. So we have a number of campaigns, like 22 campaigns. Okay? That's why when the people are, they want, during election, they say they are going for a political campaign. It's an aggressive thing to win power. Do you understand? We are aggressively going to break the eight. How many of you have heard breaking the eight? Hey, oh, you are not in the country. Next week, I'll be praying for the BEC candidates. I'll be pouring oil on them. So it's special BEC Malat service. Special. If you have some friend who said that, and Sunday, all the BEC can, I'm going to give you a special pen. Special. I'll give you a pen. Use that pen to write the BEC. Don't use the one that the MP will give you. Don't use. It has started raining. Showers of blessings. Because you see, where we are is called the upper room. Yeah, the upper room. So now when we do our flyer, the venue will be the upper room. Here, when there's rapture, we get first before your parents will come. By the time your parents are coming, the rooms are full. Upper room. Well, you don't have to stand here only to be taking the picture. I have to move. I'll say something. I said, so next week is what? Special BEC Malat service. You want to pass your BEC? Come. Amen. So we'll be doing a number of campaigns, like I said, and all those things are aimed at church growth. All right. Our service is going to grow. Our service is going to get better. You know, say amen. Hey, today, Prince is wearing kaftan. Hey. Why? You went to do engagement before you came. It's working. You see how the Malat service, new things are changing. Amen. Today, the title of my preaching is called Membership Engagement. Member, you don't understand, but I have to clap. Membership Engagement. Tell your neighbor, Membership Engagement. It doesn't mean that It doesn't mean I'm going to preach about getting a girl to engage her. Because some of you, the way you were clapping, you thought like, pastor has come to say, get a girl, engage her. So members are supposed to do engagement. No, I'm not preaching about that one. Caleb, softly. But what type of heart is this? Hey, the Malat service, there is, things are happening. Things are happening. If you are coming to Malat, say, I'm wearing flat shoes, you have worried yourself. Everybody say membership engagement. Now, membership engagement simply means that every member in the Malat service must be engaged. Engaged means that you must be involved in something. You cannot be in the Malat service and just be a member. Do you understand? If you are a member, you must be engaged. Okay? You must be occupied with something, Mr. Awari. You must be occupied. Every member in the church, where we've gotten to now, every member in this church
must do something. You can't just be a member. There is no reward for members. Nobody reward. We reward workers. Do you understand? Give me touch all the Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, if there's a scripture like that. Every member in the church or in the Malat service must be part of something, must do something. Hebrews 6 10, he said, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work." When you are involved in something, it means that you are working. Your parents go to work. They pay them. We don't pay spectators. We don't pay people who came to make inquiries at the workplace. You came to find out whether admission is going on. Nobody pays you for that. But we pay people who work at the workplace. In this church, this place is a workplace. And we are all workers in God's vineyard. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. There is a word they call labor. Labor. Labor is very tedious. Do you understand? Work is repetitive. Okay? You keep doing work. When your parents say they are going to work, it's not like they do it every time they do something new. Some of them, the same decks, the same paper, the same. If your class teacher, that class teacher will be teaching you for a whole year. There are teachers in your school who have been teaching class 2 since they entered the school. They are still teaching class 2. Some people have taught you class 2. You have completed secondary school. They are still teaching class 2. That is work. Labor is aggressive. Labor is very tiring. Labor is a conscious effort. Now, every member looking at my head, if you can see my head, you must be engaged in something in this church. For the church to do well, okay, when we sit down, the church will not do well. I don't know whether I'm preaching good. When we sit down, lady, when you sit down, when you bath from your house and you walk here alone, that all these empty chairs will be there. Do you understand? Our aim is to fill every empty chair here. Clap for Jesus. And I think that it is possible when all of us become workers. And the good news is that he said, "For God is not unrighteous to forget." Anytime you work for God, God rewards you. Even human beings, when you work for a human being pays you. Your parents get paid. That's why when it is even raining on a Tuesday morning, they still walk through the rain and they go to their workplace because they know at the end of the month, something will happen to their bank account. How many of you have seen that it's raining and you came out and you are wondering why people are still taking trot to La Paz? It's because they know that when the month ends, you wake up, you bath, and you go to school. What is the motivation? You know that they told you that very soon you become a lawyer or a doctor. And a doctor is more than a plumber. That's why you are going to the school. So for God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Every member is going to be a worker in Jesus' name. And by the grace of God, I will drum this thing down to the extent that if you are in the church and you are not doing anything, you will feel bad. And you must feel bad that you are not doing something for God. Oh, I'm not preaching well. I'm about to close. Yeah. I'm going for a board meeting. I'm about to close. I'm going for a board meeting. You must feel bad, Abigail, that you are not doing something for God. That you just come here, sit on this plastic chair till it becomes hot and you stand up and leave. You must feel bad. Because you see, when you do that, very soon, you will move out and you will not become a Christian again. Some of you come to church because your parents kidnap you and bring you here. Some of you, your father issued a communique in the house that if you don't go to church on a Sunday morning, you will not eat. That's why you are here. So as I'm here, you are insulting me in your head. Pastor, hurry up. Pastor, hurry up. Pastor, hurry up and let's go home. The jollof is waiting for us. The fufu is waiting for us. I pray that all of us will become workers in Jesus' name. All of us will do something for God in Jesus' name. Everybody will join something. Shelly, when we close church, you don't run away. We close church, we can't find you. You are going to buy fried yam and you are playing football bottle with K church people downstairs. No, you are old. You are old. My last service, you are old. Everybody can do something. Achu, everybody can do something. You can be part of something. If you cannot dance, you can sing. If you cannot sing, you can play an instrument. If you cannot play an instrument, the media is there. There is so much work that everybody can do. And so we are campaigning against idleness. Idle. Do you understand? Not doing anything. Not doing what? Anything. And I'm saying that God has said in his word that he will not forget to. You see, most of you only think that God remembers your stealing. Like when you steal, God sees you. When you, whatever, what again that? When you tell lies, God sees you. When you gossip, God sees. How many of you, they've told you that thing before? It's true. If you steal, God sees you. If you tear trouble, God has seen. Oh yeah, Bonia. Obehu. Obechere. Obede. Oh yeah, I didn't go to the Sunday school at Presby Church. How do they start the song? Nyami waha. Nyami wofie. What is nyami wofie? God is in the house.
Yes.
So Annette, let's go.
Nyami waha.
Uh-huh. God nyami waha means God is here. Nyami
wofie.
Uh-huh.
Nyami waha. Nyami wobebi ara.
Uh-huh. God, it means God is everywhere. Hey, then let's go.
Uya bonia
obehu. Obehu means he will see. And then
obete.
Wait, one by one. Uya bonia
obehu.
Obete. Obete, he
will
hear. He write. They told you God write the sin. I'm not sure they told that God has some book. Be he write all our sins. All our sins inside. When you get to heaven, God calculates the sins and it's more than a certain number, you go to hell. How many of you, they've told you that thing before? It's true. It's true. Because there are books in heaven. Now, I also want you to understand that when you do good things, God also writes. So, in Hebrews 6, verse 10, he said that, for God is not unrighteous to forget. If God can remember your sins, he can also remember the good works you do. That is why he's not unrighteous. That is why he's a just God. If as he's remembering the evil things we are doing and he's writing and he's seeing, it means that as he's seeing the fornication, as he's seeing the pornography that you've been watching, do you understand? As he's seeing the secret texting that you have been texting with your school prefect. Hi, baby. Hi, babes. As God, hi, babe. As you are doing all this, God is seeing. He's also seeing that you are singing in the choir. He's also seeing that you are playing drums for him. He's also seeing that you are dancing for him. He's also seeing that you are doing media for him. Even the way we quote the scripture, it takes 8 years for the scripture to come. God is still seeing it. God is still seeing it. God is still seeing it. And God will bless you. Say amen. I said God will bless you. Say amen. Yeah. There were people in the Bible. You see, this thing called idleness, it didn't start now. It started long time ago in Bethlehem. But you see, I want you to stop it. Matthew 20 verse 1. Matthew 20. Let's go very fast. Today that you went for engagement before coming, I'm sure this will change. Matthew chapter 20 verse 1. Hey, say what? God is seeing. As it takes you forever for the scriptures to come, God is still seeing it. Matthew 20, it has come. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. I preach a message called come in the morning. Listen, if you want things to work and start in the morning, Yeah. How many of you have started washing around 10 a.m. before? You see, that washing doesn't work. How many of you, wait, I'm asking the question again. Your mind didn't come there. How many of you started washing around 10 a.m.? Because you woke up 9:45 and then you pack all your things and you told yourself that today is World Washing Day. You brought all your things. How many of you know that after washing for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, you remove your, this one, even this one, it's not dirty. You remove your socks, you smell it, this one, I can manage for another week. Then you remove your panties that you have worn for 2 weeks already. That one too, you lift it and then the boys, they look at it, they do like this. They say, no, I can do recycling. Eh? You can put it in the fridge. You put it behind the fridge. That's where you put your panties. The fan will cool it and then you wear it again. People are confessing. So, but you see, this man went out early in the morning. May you start your life very early in the morning. Yeah. There's a blessing in starting things early. And how many of you have also started washing at 6 a.m. before? You see, by 9 o'clock, you are done. All your things. If you are staying in the compound house, by the time that nursing mother will start washing, the line is full. If you stay in the compound house and there are nursing mothers there, how many of you know nursing mothers? People have given birth. Hey, they wash all the pampers. They can wash pampers and dry. They wash their husband's things. He has three children. All of them, they've washed. Everybody only wash on Saturdays. Saturday, the dry line is full. That's what I'm saying. Wash on Friday. When you come back from school, wash. Wash. Saturday morning, you are relaxed. But I know people here who even wash on Sunday morning. Sunday morning. They are Christians. Christians. Their aim is to go to heaven. But they wash on Sunday morning. Sunday morning. And they want to make it to heaven. But if that sentence I've made, then you see, how many of you know example, they write E.G. Pa Juanita. E.G. Example. And now it's a name of a person, animal, place, or thing. Example. Juanita. People who wash on Sunday. If I don't know anybody, I know of Juanita was on. Well, give me NLT. Give me NLT of this version. Quick. NLT. NLT. I'll be traveling to Mali next year for a conference. I'll go with you, okay? Now you are doing, I'll be going with you. No, I said verse 1. See, you are going ahead of the pastor. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers into his vineyard. God is trying to hire you in Jesus' name. What if I sit to us? The way I say, workers don't sit like that. God is coming out in the morning to hire you. God is looking for people to hire. God is looking for people to call and work for them. Verse 2. He agreed to pay the normal daily wages and send them out to work. This is what God is doing. God has agreed that when you work for him, he will pay you. When you work for him, he will pay you. Your parents who work at MTN, they had an agreement with MTN that when I work for you for a whole month, you will give me 350 Ghana cedis. Yeah. There's an agreement. Every time there's an agreement. There's an agreement between God and man. When you do something, I will do this. But God knows us. Verse 3. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. The first one, he went out in the morning. Around 9 o'clock, the man went out again. Still, there were people standing who were not doing anything. There are still people in this church who are not doing anything. There will be people in this church, even as I'm preaching, they have told themselves that this man, he's shouting too much. Me, I won't do anything. I'm a member. Member till I die. This membership engagement, I don't have ring. I'm not going to get engaged anything. I come, I close. If I come, I give offering one CD. I go. I close and go home. Why is the pastor shouting? What is this membership engagement? What are we going to marry and we should have to engage before? As I'm preaching, that's what you're also saying in your head. We will not engage anything. We come, we close, we go. Nobody is having anything. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the market. Usually, people who don't do anything, they stand in the marketplace. They stand with a lot of people. Yeah. They stand with, so at the marketplace. Why do they stand at the market? Because of gossip. Say he's not doing anything. So he has gone to be at the marketplace where there will be action. How many of you know that there is so much action in the market? Action. People are fighting. People are stealing. People are selling. People are buying. People are shouting. A whole lot. Magic people also come in the market. And when you go to La Paz in the evening, yay! Magic. There are these people who put some, they have some wood be the, on the table. Then they do something. You've not been seeing them. Then people see people have gathered. And you don't go to, you don't know La Paz. Else you don't know La Paz. I've been sitting in your father's car, so you don't know. You don't know La Paz. Verse 4. So he hired them also. At 9 o'clock, may you be hired by Jesus in Jesus' name. At 9 o'clock, he hired them also. It means that there is more room. In the morning, he went to hire some people. At 9 o'clock, so he hired them, telling them that he will pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. And you see, God will not cheat you. No, God will not cheat you. Most of your parents, where they work, the people cheat them. They don't pay them the right amount they are supposed to pay them. When you grow up small and you also work at the place, you understand that the people you work for, they will cheat you. Because, you see, I don't understand why a class 6 teacher will come to school at 6 o'clock, then he will leave at 7 p.m. At the end of the month, they pay him 550 Ghana cedis. 550 Ghana cedis, 30 pesos. He comes to school 6 a.m. and he closes 7 p.m. How? And somebody also goes for meeting. They have gone for meeting. They are going for meeting. As he has gone for meeting, he didn't talk. When they finish, there's something we call meeting allowance. And as he's going, they give you 5,000 Ghana cedis. Meeting for 2 hours. It's called meeting allowance. Allowance means for coming to sit in the meeting. For 2 hours. And this guy also comes to school 6 a.m. and closes 7 p.m. for 1 month. That's why when it's our day, you don't send sardine to your teacher. He gets angry. There's something called Teacher's Day. How do they do it? The Teacher's Day. Teacher's Day. It's part of the curriculum. Now the Teacher's Day. Is it 1 day or the whole week? 1 day. Try for the teachers, I beg. As you are going, send toilet roll. Send geisha. It's on Wednesday. This Wednesday. If you didn't send something to your teacher. Yeah. Send rice, oil. It's good. Now Christmas is coming. When the term ends, okay, send hamper to the Frida. As you are finishing the school, buy spaghetti for madam, okay? Because she has tried. And bread. Yes, and try for the teacher. Try. The teacher has done well. Verse 5. Look at verse 5. So they went to work in the vineyard. Now listen, he said at noon. At noon is what? 12. At noon. And again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At noon. 12 o'clock. From in the morning 6, the man went out. 9 o'clock, he went. 12 o'clock, he went. 3 o'clock, he went. He said he did the same thing. All this time, people were standing and they were not working. We've been preaching since you came to this church that join something. Be part of something. Your school, you are part of something. But when you are part of the school choir, but when you come to church, you look like a fowl that they've poured water on it. You don't want to do anything. You say you are shy. You are the one that plays drum at the school during worship. When you come here, you say here you don't play drum. Yeah. There is more reward in working for God than in working for your headmaster. Be engaged. try and do something. This is what I'm preaching this morning. You must do something. You cannot sit down like that. Join the choir. We agree that you are older than all the people in the choir. We know that our choir is substandard. Where you are coming from, where you are coming from, the choir is below you. But we beg you, just join. You don't dance. When it's dance, they say dance rehearsal. You will not join. But let them tell that Mr. Usu has died. You see, you go for the funeral, you'll be dancing. And they'll be pouring one CD on you. You are always shy. Wonder. You are always shy. But we should come and see you in your alpha grace. Hey! Giving instruction. Carry the check from the canteen to the headmaster's office. Giving. Look at you. Look. You see, the time you even come to church, even let me tell you, hey, that thing, you don't come to church, hey, we've passed that stage. No. Now we don't preach, come to church again. No. We are preaching, do something. So if you are here and coming to church is a problem because the weather has changed small, Priscilla decided that she's not coming to church, no problem. We've passed that stage. No. Now we are into doing something. We are into listening to messages. That's the level we are now. That's the level we are. If you are here, you are not listening to messages. You are far behind us. We've stopped this thing like they send you a message. Are you coming to church? No, we've stopped it. Nobody is sending anybody message whether you are. The message we send you is, are you coming with some people? That's the message we send you. Are you coming with some people? And I in there, it's last week that I went to the church and then we closed and I was going home. It started to drizzle. It drizzled my church dress. So the dress is wet. So this week I can't go. If it drizzled on your shirt last week Sunday, today it has not dry. The shirt hasn't dry. Why? The shirt is a polythene bag. It hasn't dry. Polythene bag by this time it has dried. And it's a blanket. And the last time that he went to church and then they were preaching, they gave some example. All the people mentioned my name. We are not going to stop mentioning your name. We will still mention your name. Yeah. Shelly, we've passed that stage that you've come to church. We close now. You are going to tie your cloth to your grandmother's own and you are going home. We've passed that stage. Yeah. We are now into what you call membership engagement. When you meet your neighbor, you ask, are you into membership engagement? Are you engaged? Do you know when we say somebody is engaged? Me, as I'm standing here, I'm engaged. If even if you wear short skirt and you come and pass by, still I'm engaged. You understand? But all of you, you are not engaged. Maybe some they've engaged you to some allergy when you were 3 years old. Some allergy be from the north is about to come and marry you. Maybe we don't know. That one is okay. Allergy brown teeth from north is coming to marry you. And your wedding colors are watche brown and shito black. No problem. We will come for the wedding. Hey, Bonnie Bia, Janita. So the moon di Bonnie. Do you understand? We are now engaged. This shyness thing. When you look at some people, they look too shy. It's like they don't want to do anything. Sitting there. This type of fine boy. Hey, we've passed that stage. When you meet the person, look, we've passed that stage. If you are in the church, you are not doing anything. Is that one to a church member? Church member, you are not doing anything. We've passed that stage. Come and dance as if you can dance. Then it's like the girls are dead. It's like, you can't. We've passed that stage. Today, actually, is wearing white shirts. We've passed that stage. Hallelujah. Give me this one in King James. King James, today you are doing well. You are doing the project. You are doing well. God will bless you. God is seeing your works. About the 11th hour, he went out and found others still standing idle. And he said to them, why stand ye here all the day idle? Why you stand? Some of you, you waste the day. When they vacate like this, you waste the day. You waste the day. Like these people have gone to write YC and they've come home. They are wasting the day. Yeah. Waste. Waste. Before you see, the day has ended. Day by day, dear Lord of these three things, I pray to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly. Day. When you hear this, so it means we are closing. You have spot the day. They were they and the man asked them that, why stand ye here all day idle? Why are you standing here all the whole day? The whole day you have come here, you are standing, you are not doing anything. Unemployment, eh? Unemployment. Unemployment. Let me give you one secret. How many of you do social studies? Social studies, eh? Everything is unemployment. Every answer is unemployment. Causes of teenage pregnancy, unemployment. Broken homes. Unemployment. wait, I'm coming. All the answers. If you are writing social studies, those of you go to IBC, eh? We are give you free advice. All the answers. Unemployment, lack of financial support, or financial constraint. Number three, broken homes. Then next one, peer pressure. Peer pressure is the cause of is the cause of everything. Is the cause of smoking, is the cause of teenage pregnancy, is the cause of unemployment, is the cause of divorce, is the cause of bribery and corruption. And this peer pressure, it cut across everything. So maybe one of the reasons these guys are standing is peer pressure. You are not doing anything in the church because of peer pressure. Hey, you too, you go to church. You go to that church that is at the top. They say they call it a upper room. You go there. And usually, when I don't have anything to do, I go there. That's peer pressure. Peer pressure and poverty. Poverty is also a cause of everything in social studies. That's why the subject is social studies. Social, everything. Peer pressure, poverty, lack of parental control. That one too comes there. Lack of parental. For you not to do anything in the church, it's lack of parental control. Yeah. Lack of parental control. Supporting Manchester United team. Supporting Liverpool. It's lack of lack of parental control. Your parents can't control. I'm going to support Liverpool. Hey, it's the cause of everything. While you are on TikTok, lack of parental control. And it's also peer pressure. Three reasons people are on TikTok. Number one, lack of parental control. Number two, curiosity. Curiosity is one of the causes. You people are intelligent. Clap for yourself. You people are intelligent. You are bringing the point out. Yeah. So the reason these guys are staying or standing at the marketplace idle. No, you see, you can be in the church and somebody will tell that, what, choir, this choir, the choir, all the gossip is in the choir. And it's true. Every church, the headquarters, HQ, for gossip is the choir. Choir, everything is in the choir. Choir can tell the singlet the pastor is wearing. Choir. Oh, choir, everything is in the choir. Choir, they know everything. Oh, choir, dear. Choir knows whose boy is who. Choir knows, choir. So, choir is the headquarters of the church. Every church is the choir. Yeah. When whether the boy is handsome or not, we have to detect in the choir. Yeah, for more information, for detailed information, contact the choiristers. Choirs or choir, they know everything. Choir. Don't joke with church choir. Oh, church choir, there, every information is there. And I know it. I mean, I'm joining this choir for the gossip. But you too, you gossip. You too, you gossip. And the dancing stars are we smokers. We like. Look at this dancing star. They are rapists. We like. But you join. Join. But you go and dance at the funeral and they give you fried rice, kanzu. That one, you are not worried about it. Achu, you go and dance at the funeral, they give you fried rice, the under. The carpet. One day. Oh, you don't like this, so I won't say it again. A certain man and their wife, they had a marital issue. You know marital issue? But they were fighting. Ah, what was the fighter? The man said that anytime they cook rice, the woman has been giving the best part of the rice to the house help. And the woman said, when I cook the rice, I give you the real rice and I give the kanzo, the black ones to the house help. The man said, the carpet, the kanzo. You see, it's called kanzo. It's also called carpet. It's called what? Scotch rice. It's also called Middle East. It's also called shishi. This is what the man wants to eat. And the woman has been giving that one to the house girl. The wife said, I give you the best. I said, no, the best part is the one you give to the girl. So when they give you that jollof kanzo and the omu pete gari kakra gosu say, achu, you are dead. You are dead. So join something. Join something. Tell your neighbor, join something. Or I can say, tell your neighbor to join something. Yeah. Every member is a worker. That is the campaign. It's an aggressive activity. Every member is a campaign. That's the campaign. Every member is a worker. Every member is a worker. Wafa, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are a worker. Can you not dance? Can you not sing? You can sing. Why don't you join the choir? And the choir is for girls. Nakwa. Say malat said omusi malat said then marat. It's not marat, it's malat. Join something. Every member is a worker. You must work. We must work while it is day, spreading the word of God as we walk along the way. Is that the correct way? Willingly to do His will, spreading the word. We must witness to everyone. Witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of the soon and coming King. There is a soon and coming King. Willingly to do His will. You must willingly do the work. Willingly. Do the work. Souls are perishing. Do the work. Your days of coming to sit down that we will clap for you is over. Sisters, do the work. Most of you are in JHS, SHS, SHS or SKS. You are part of something in your school. Why don't you want to join something in the church? We must witness to everyone we meet in every song we sing. We must tell them of the soon coming King. Oh, we must witness to everyone. We must witness to everyone we meet in every song we sing. We must tell them of as soon as coming King. Yeah. How many of you are going to work? How many of you are going to be part of the workers? Yeah. When people become idle, they stand at odd places. Odd places. Yeah. Have you not seen that the people who don't work, their friends are people who don't work? Yes. People who work. And sister, let me tell you, let me give you a free advice. As you are about to. You are about to be getting boys. How many of you want the free advice? No, my girls, they don't have. As you are about to be getting boys, let me give you a free advice. Any boy you call that he picks, like the boy has never missed your phone call before, he's not a proper boy. He's an irresponsible boy. Irresponsible. Every time you call him, he picks. There have never been a time that's, I was working and I've missed your call. Every day he's on his phone. He's an irresponsible. He's a nincompoop. He's a social opprobrium. He's a social misfit. Ah! Ben, my friend, be our falcon. Real boys, they work. Oh, you can call him 2 hours. So I came, I was working in the office again. This is a responsible person. If like try calling your father tomorrow morning when he goes to work and see whether you pick. Don't pick. But this is your boy that has come recently. You flash him, no, he pick. Hey, flash him, no, he's there. You WhatsApp him, hi, no. If he has said the hello before your hi went. Hey, I'm out for a husband, so no. Yeah. You must be engaged. Unemployed people are attracted to unemployed people. Yeah. You are here. Every WhatsApp group, when they put message, no, you answer. Hey! May the Lord deliver us. May we not stand at odd places in Jesus' name. I said, may we not stand at odd places in Jesus' name. May we become workers in the house of the Lord. May we become workers in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Go to verse 3 quick. He said, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Yeah. Idleness. You see the people say, I can't sleep. When I sleep on the bed, hey, my eyes were on. They said the whole day was not doing anything. The people who go to work, when they touch the bed, you know, they are gone. The people who work during the day, when they touch the bed, you know, you see that they are gone. Those who don't do anything, and I can't sleep now. My body is doing me this thing. Then you wake up, come and drink water. You go back to sleep. Wake up, come and watch TV small. Go back and play games small. Why will you sleep? If you have slept the whole day, how will you sleep in the night? Yeah. When people become idle, they become critics in the church. I'm closing. They become what? Critics. You criticize everything. If you look at pastor's youth. Me, I'm saying there are so many things. You can look at the pastor's shoes, long like this. If you look at the choirs, look at their head. You can have so many things to say, but when you are involved in something, you will not even take notice of very useless things. Yeah. May the Lord help us. I said, may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to become people who work for Him. Yeah. Next week, Sunday, I'm going to start a series on what you call campaign. Sharpie Shepherding Must Go. 22 campaigns I'm going to explain to you. And you must be part of one. Close the windows. Find out whether the windows in my office are closed so that the rain doesn't enter. Close the windows in my office. Are you still here? It's the keys on there. I told you that this place is a good place to be. Your parents, they are struggling. They are running away. Come and see. They are running away. Yeah. Are you still here? Hey, sit down. Why? Your husband is wet. Yeah, lock that side. Yeah. Somebody should tell JJ that nobody should go out. Close all windows. See, if we are the other side, I have to lock. Like by now. Like by now, we've locked. May you be a worker for Jesus. I said, may you be a worker for Jesus. Clap for the Lord and stand to your feet.
Willing to do His will, spreading the word of God till it reaches throughout the hills.
We must witness.
Willing to do His will.
Close your eyes and sing it.
Spreading the word of God. Till it reaches through all.
Oh, lift up your hands and sing it. Lift up your hands and sing it.
We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing. We must tell them all as soon as coming King.
We must witness to everyone.
We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we say, we must tell them all as soon as coming King.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this afternoon. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May you turn each and every one's us here into a worker. May we work for you. May we do our best for you. For we know that you reward us in due time. Jesus, give us strength to do our best for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.